Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today, as we begin kind of a conversation with the St. Paul's Outreach missionaries here in Columbus, Ohio, with me today is Olivia Samper. Welcome, Olivia.
Thank you. It's good to be here, Father.
Great to have you. Let's begin with a prayer in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for this time together. Strengthen and renew us. Help us to come to a deeper knowledge of Christ your Son. We ask this through the same Christ, our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, Olivia, as we begin on this show, Conversations on Discipleship, we like to start with hearing the story of how you became a disciple of the Lord, how you met him, you know, how you encountered him. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's a conversion story, a story of faith, whatever it might be. So could you share your story with us?
Yeah, absolutely. So born and raised in Florida, I'm here serving with SPO at Ohio State. And my entire life, I went to Catholic school. And my senior year, I vividly remember being in religion class. And one of the sisters was just sharing about morality in the church. And I was sitting there just thinking to myself, am I going to take this with me for the rest of my life? Like, is this going to really change the trajectory? Is this going to have any impact, weight, whatever? And heading to college, I was very excited to be living in my hometown. I felt like I would know everyone, I would do everything, and it would all be like excellent and successful and perfect. And I moved into my dorm, I met some interesting people, and my life quickly decided to just turn in ways I wasn't expecting. I got really involved in the party culture, and yeah, my friends were just not leading me to a life of holiness. And there was like a tangible gap that I could feel inside of me. And I knew that the Catholic Student Union at Florida State existed, but I didn't actually involve myself in it because when I did go, they seemed fake. I was like, that joy's not possible. Like, I don't know what they're doing, but I could probably find something like that on campus. And so my freshman year, I finished very one foot in, one foot out. And then my sophomore year, I was at the beginning of the year, still involved in the party culture, still going to mass on Sundays, but just like not giving my whole life to God. And I went out one night, very vividly, I remember this. It's crazy, but here we go. So I went out, and before we went to go actually out, I got on an elevator. And I thought it would be hilarious to jump in this elevator, but it stopped and like 12 people were in this elevator with me. And we were stuck for an hour and a half, and it was literally awful. I vividly remember how horrible it is, and I like praise God for it. But I remember like sitting outside of the building. I was banned from the premises. I had to pay for the damages. And I was just sitting out there thinking to myself, who am I? Like, what have I done to myself? And I remember very clearly looking at my mom when she picked me up and her just asking me, yeah, what has happened to you? Because this is not the Olivia we know. And I was like, okay, something's got to change. So from that kind of day forward, I gave God my blank check and I was like, I'm going to start choosing you or choosing something better than what I've been doing and just going to give you a shot. Because I wasn't really giving you a full shot. And I showed up to the Catholic ministry there, and people welcomed me. They sought me out. They invested in my life. They would invite me to things. They would pray with me. They would pray for me. I did Bible studies with them, small groups. I think their pursuit of me very radically changed my life to know the Lord myself and personally, because I felt like I met him through them. And that was like my first conversion. And then my junior year of college, I had like a second conversion.
Well, before we move to the second conversion, when you were going into college, mm-hmm. I mean, obviously you went to Catholic school, you probably received the faith. I mean, it sounded like you had an understanding of what it was. But yet there was something, you were mildly repulsed, it sounds like, by the Newman by the Newman Center there, by the joy that was there. I don't have you ever figured out what Why? That was about? Yeah.
I think I was jealous. I really do. I think that I saw them and I wanted it, but I didn't know how to get it myself, and clearly the life I was living was not doing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think jealousy was probably like a huge part of it.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is a St. Paul's Outreach missionary, SPO missionary, Olivia Samper. Welcome again, Olivia.
Thank you, Father.
So great to have you. You were getting ready to talk about your second conversion. So the first one, you know, you hit rock bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You broke an elevator, it sounds like,
yep.
Which is a pretty impressive feat. You know, but then you're like, you know, Lord, I need you. And then this prepares you for your second conversion.
Yes. So my second kind of step in the direction towards the Lord came junior year. I was really involved in the leadership of the community that I was in. And that caused me to say, okay, God, you've done a lot for me. Now let me do something for you. And that like drew me outside of myself, which I think was really crucial for me to make that next step towards God. And each time I came to serve him, there was like a greater thirst for more. Like it was just so good. And I think the best way I can describe it is the woman at the well. Like I tasted the living water. I tasted the good life. I was redeemed, refreshed. I was experiencing other people having that same opportunity around me. And I was like, this is amazing. Like we need to do more of this. Like, let's go. So I felt like her running back to the village of people and saying like, God's good, like come meet him. And that's I think what's kind of propelled me and like led me here to being on mission on a campus, is I was invited radically into something more, and now I want to go do the same for other people.
I think it's beautiful that you use this, the woman at the well, because really all of our stories are just sort of, you know, they're not new. Mm-mm. In the sense that I think all of the paradigms for conversion are there in the Gospels,
yes.
You know. We just have to kind of be attentive to it and see how it goes. And that strikes me that, you know, she is this sort of model for you. And as you say, you've tasted the joy, we might even say, to kind of bring back to that, the thing that repulsed you at the beginning, is you actually, once you are able to drink it, then... You know.
Oh my gosh, there's like nothing else.
Yeah.
And when you try to taste something else, you're quickly like, ooh, that is not the same.
I think next, you know, as after your conversion, you know, so this, you were launched into service is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
But certainly there was probably greater formation that was going on there too in those years. Could
Absolutely.
You talk about, you know, that initial, or at least that crucial formation, which was a part of the process?
Yeah, absolutely. I had a spiritual director, very awesome woman who would walk with me about how my prayer was going. She would challenge me. She would also have like an outside scope on my life and ask, you know, why do you think the Lord's doing that in your life? Or maybe the Lord's challenging you in this way. And it was just a good opportunity to just flesh out my life to someone, and not just like, yeah, be internal. So that was really powerful. And then I also was in a small group of other women my age walking the faith together, and we were able to pray for one another and support one another, almost like Moses when Aaron and I can't remember who else is like standing next to him, like helping him intercede. It really felt like that, like, yeah, we could do this like battle together. And then I also helped to lead some of those small groups, which helped me check myself and like be humbled and say like, okay, if am I living the life that I'm actually asking these women to live, or am I just like saying, oh yeah, it's good to be Catholic, you know, but not actually living it?
And it's good, I think later in our conversations we can maybe begin to dissect what some of those formational experiences look like, because I, you know, everyone maybe, or at least a lot of people, have this conversion experience, but then it's just like the seed that's planted. You know, we've got to go deeper, and that formation is going to be crucial. So, how did St. Paul's Outreach kind of be involved? Yeah, find you, or you know, or you found them?
Yeah. So our campus originally was a Brotherhood of Hope campus, and when they merged with St. Paul's Outreach SPO. our campus merged and received SPO missionaries. And from that, then we received household programs, which is when men and women live together in community and pray together, eat together, live life richly. And I think when household came, a really good analogy for household that I've heard is it's like a trampoline and a bowling ball being put on it, and it just like draws community really deep. Mm. And that, I think that that was a source of my going deeper really quickly, was living in household. So, yeah.
So they're, and they're still active there at Florida State.
Very active. They're building. They're building a lot, and it's getting really incredible to watch. Awesome. I think so. Yeah.
That, how long have you been a missionary with them now?
This is my first year.
Oh, okay.
But I've been a missionary in quotes, if you can't see
yeah.
me. I've been a missionary, I would say, probably for the past like 2 years is when I actually decided to actively pursue others and help them find the Lord. So
great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Olivia Samper from St. Paul's Outreach. Thank you, Olivia.
Thank you, Father.
Let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for all that you're doing in Olivia's life. We just ask that your blessing be upon her and her work at Ohio State. Fill all of the lives that she will encounter with your gifts. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. And until next time, peace and all good.